and said, "Let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me." Also, one of my favorite passages in the scripture is found in Daniel 11:32. It's speaking of the last days. It says, "But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits." God is going to speak in this house tonight. Would you be seated in this presence of God? Don't change what you're doing. The atmosphere is set. You begin to research those two little words, you will be amazed how many times you come across "be strong" in your study in the Word of God. "Be strong" was never given as a suggestion in the Word of God, and I do not preach it as a suggestion to you tonight. You say, "I'd like for God to speak to me." He just did. What did He say? He said, "Be strong now." You may say to me, "I feel strong. I don't feel like I need to be any more than I already am." And I'm here to tell you that we live in a very uncertain hour. Sister Teresa wasn't expecting that phone call. She wasn't expecting for that to happen the other day. You weren't expecting that doctor's report. You weren't expecting that to come. Do I need to change these batteries, brother? And the word of the Lord to us is, be strong. We live in an uncertain hour, and if one word pervaded our society, it would be uncertainty. I got it. I'm quick on the spot. A word, uncertainty. There are legitimate reasons people can voice for feeling fear. You spend 20 minutes watching the world news, you begin to feel agitation and anxiety building up on the inside of you. But God would say to us in this hour that we live in, we are the generation living in this hour at this time, be strong. He would put His finger right on our noses and say, be strong. God never requires something of His people that they cannot live up to. He never asks something out of us that we cannot be. Anytime that you come across in the Old Testament the words "be strong," it was a command. Be strong and do it now. We've got an enemy that doesn't want us to know this. He wants you to think that you need to do 25 spiritual exercises before you can work up enough strength to withstand him. Wrong. If you are a born-again believer, you live this word, you walk after the commands of God, that altar is your altar. This worship service is your worship service. That prayer life is your prayer life. Then you can be strong and you can do it right now. You may not feel strong, but you can be strong. We put so much stuff off until tomorrow, and while we do, there is an enemy that sits back and laughs at God's people. Tomorrow I'll pray. Tomorrow I'll do. Tomorrow I'll fast. Tomorrow I'll get serious with God. Tomorrow, the hour has come for that kind of thing to be eradicated from our lives. Not tomorrow, now. It doesn't matter what circumstance you're in or what your enemy might be trying to tell you. Be strong now. There have been times in my life when I didn't want to have to be strong. My flesh and my feelings wanted to get in a wad. I didn't want to have to keep on standing in the face of things that I was dealing with. But from those deep calling unto deep places that are within me, I could hear the Holy Ghost telling me, get up and be strong, Melissa, and do it right now. Psalm 71 and 3 says, be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I continually resort. That means be the strong place that I'm always running back to. Be that place that I'm always going back to, Lord. We don't have time for life to knock us out. You may be sitting there dealing with the worst thing you've ever dealt with. You came up here around this altar declaring that sometimes it takes that mountain for me to trust God. You might be dealing with that thing right now, but I'm coming here tonight to tell you, be strong and of a good courage. Be strong in whatever it is that you are dealing with right now. We read in 1 Thessalonians 5:21, the Bible tells us, hold fast to the things that we know. Then you read in 2 Thessalonians 2 about a great falling away. And we like to zero in on that falling away part without noticing that the falling away happens because weakness came in and somebody stopped holding fast. You never turn loose of something till you get weak. Hold fast is what we are told to do. Be strong. You can see it even in the natural. Your body gets weak. That immune system gets weak. Disease will come in. All throughout the Word of God, you see the word strong and the word power. Strong and power. Strong and power. Strong means the ability to endure, not easily subdued, to be able to sustain attacks. Well established, not easily overtaken and altered. I listen to these men and women of God singing these songs tonight. Brother and Brother Larry and Sister Teresa, while you stood here and sang that song, this whole congregation couldn't help but tears running down their face and feel the presence of God. You know why? Because you are listening to two people who have lived the life. They walked the walk. They talked the talk. They've been strong through the bad days. They prayed when they didn't know what else to do. And they got up here and they could sing about the promises of God because they are able. They have stood and are still standing. Not easily overtaken. Not altered. Well established. Power, on the other hand. We like that word, power. That's a Pentecostal word, power. Power, we like that. But you better start liking the word strength. Power means that which produces motion, the force, the momentum, such as the power of wind, the power of water, the power of electricity. And these two words are a lot of times used synonymously, but they are not the same. The word from the Lord is be strong now. If God is your God, be strong. Don't get caught up in power highs. We have a lot of power moments and not enough strength moments, and it's telling on us. We like power, power, wonder working, power, power in the blood, and all of that is true and all of that is good, and I believe it and I shout. But what about when you're not feeling the power surge? What about when the battle rages in? What about when today you face a mountain you've never faced before? And I thought I could handle this on my own, Lord, but now I'm dealing with it and I don't feel the power surge. That is when you find in Isaiah chapter 41, it says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. If God is your God, you've got what it takes to be strong. He didn't say that he would take your trouble-filled days and turn them into displays of power with goosebumps running up and down your arms. He said in the days of trouble, he would strengthen you. That's how you're strong when you feel weak. Let the weak say, I am strong, the Bible says. Put that old devil behind you and tell him, God said I could be, so I am. We were told in the Word of God to be strong before the day of Pentecost ever happened. And before Jesus ever walked on this earth, we gravitate so much toward the power, and we lose sight of the necessity to be strong. If there was no need to be strong, God would not have commanded it. There is a force and a prince and a power of the air that is going to push against you. He doesn't mind you having a power moment. Somebody in this room better hear me. He doesn't mind you having a power moment around this altar. He doesn't mind you having a little fit of glory every 6 months or so around the altar, just so you don't get strong enough to run him out of your life. He doesn't mind you having a shouting time every now and then. But as soon as you're done shouting and walk out that door, if you're not strong, he's going to move in and start the torment all over again until you're broken down to a state of weakness and coming in and looking for another power high. Anybody other than me ever heard people talking about having a glorious time in revival on Sunday night and Monday morning? Everything went haywire. I've heard it said a lot of times. Why is that, do you think? Because we have an enemy that does not want to see any signs of strength being built in you. You walked up here tonight, some of you, and said, it's taken a mountain for me to trust God. When you walk out this door, you better still be saying, sometimes it takes this mountain to trust you in believe. Come on. When the enemy comes in, he's not coming in to check my power moments and my shout. He's coming to see how strong I am. In 1 Samuel chapter 4, you'll find an account telling how the Israelites were fought by the Philistines and the Israelites were beaten. The Bible says that they were very surprised that they had been whipped. They were surprised that the enemy had been able to get the upper hand on them. You ought to be surprised when you're defeated. Why? Because God is my king. He's my God. He walks with me. He talks with me. He's my victory. So I expect victory. 2 Corinthians or chapter 2 says, thanks be unto God who always causes me to triumph. If the devil sends you a blow that knocks you down, get up. You've got triumph on the inside of you. As much as I love a good Pentecostal shouting service, you cannot rely on that to carry you through. I've seen a good many persons shout and shake and run and fall out and be carried out only to turn around and fall into unthinkable sin. Turn their back on God. There's no doubt in my mind that they had some power moments. They experienced the power of God. But when it's all said and done, where is your strength? It is possible for the Spirit of God to come on a human being. They feel the surge of power, and yet they are weak in who they are. Case in point is Samson. He was a powerful man. He would shake himself and see the power of God. But when it came down to it, when the rubber met the road, Samson was a weak man. In his character, we don't just need power moments. You've got to have that ongoing life of strength with God. The Israelites themselves slipped into this power moment thinking, and they got to the point where they said, we don't really need God anymore. Just bring us the ark. Just make sure that the ark is in our camp so we've got the power. And it was a form of godliness. They said to the prophet, if you can just get that ark here, that ark will save us. So they brought the ark in, but they were beaten again. Why? Because the power moment had replaced the strength of God in their life.
Yes.
There was a call for a thing and not the God of the thing. If we're not careful, we'll come in here and we'll make that altar a symbol. Just like they made that ark a mere symbol, and we'll wonder why we're knocked down when we turn around. Talking about being strong, people of God. You are the people who call yourself by the name of God. And I'm talking about being strong. When we lose God and we bring in symbols, we lose the strength that we need. Not the strength of your flesh, because the strength of the flesh is always secondary to the strength of the spirit. That inner man can be as strong as a lion, even while the flesh fails. You can be sick as a dog and strong as a giant. Look at Jesus. He was led of the Spirit into the wilderness for 40 days of fasting. His flesh is weak. And along comes Satan and tells Jesus, turn the stones into bread. Jesus wouldn't do it. Satan wants Jesus to throw himself from the mountain and not be harmed. Jesus wouldn't do it. Tempts him again. Jesus wouldn't do it. You see, Satan was wanting Jesus to show his power. And instead, Jesus showed him his strength. Strong enough to stand in the face of what you're telling me. How many times in your life that because you didn't see a display of power, you got discouraged and the enemy took advantage of your discouragement? You were waiting, seeking, fasting, praying because you wanted to see a great manifestation of God's power. And don't get me wrong, I want to see that. But most people who only go after a power trip will lose out with God because they didn't invest in the strength trip. We gravitate toward the displays of power when in reality the Holy Ghost is saying the same thing that he said to Israel all those years ago. Be strong.
Yes.
Displays of God will come. Revelations come. I've seen them. I've seen the incredible displays of God's power. But I've had to learn not to major on the displays of power. Don't rejoice because the devils are subject to you. Rather rejoice because your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. We get this matter of power and strength mixed up. Think about it in the natural for a minute. Jason, babe, you're going to have to help me. How much horsepower does my vehicle have? 400. What?
400.
400. And how much torque?
480.
He knows. I don't. Quite a bit. Have I ever used all of it? No. How fast does my speedometer say it will go? Well over 100 miles an hour. Have I ever gone that fast? As fast as it'll go? No. But I've got all the power there if I need it. Then if I don't use all the horsepower, and I don't go as fast as my vehicle will go, what is it that I like about my vehicle? Well, I like the fact that it's sturdy, and it's strong, and it's reliable, and it's steady. And I don't wonder when I go out and get in it and turn the key if my vehicle is going to start. It's reliable. I don't wonder if it's going to hold me up going 70 miles an hour down the interstate. You know why? Because it's strong. And if I need it, it's got all the power that I need. I may only go 40 miles an hour through town, but that's 40 miles an hour of constant strength. What I do know is if things get tight, all I've got to do is punch that gas pedal, and I've got all the power that I need available. You know that we are dealing with spirits and forces at a level that we have never seen before. And I think you know that the spirit of this age, the Antichrist, anti-anointing spirit, is no weak, wimpy thing for us to deal with. Offense among people, even church people, offense. It truly seems like offense has gone rampant in the church. That people that you never thought would leave are done with church. You think offense isn't a strong thing, a strong spirit to deal with? The Bible says, an offended brother is harder to be won than a strong city. And the contentions thereof are like the bars of a castle. You may say to me, I would never lose out with God over some silly offense. All right. You better be strong. Watch yourself.
Amen.
There's never been such an attack on the anointing as there has been in the last decade. Pentecostal churches saying that the Holy Ghost is no longer welcome. Relegate the moving of the Spirit to a back room somewhere. And when the anointing left, the strength left and sin came in. Isaiah 22 talks about being fastened like a nail in a sure place. That nail is not designed to be powerful. That nail is designed to be strong and to make that building stand. The prophet Isaiah said that God wants to make you like a nail, fastened in a sure place. There are going to have to be some truths that are going to be fastened like nails in a sure, steady place if we're going to stand strong in this hour.
Yes, ma'am.
Sometimes when I clap my hands, I clap them real hard. That's because I believe what I'm singing, what's being said, and I'm trying. Nail it into my spirit. Nail it into my mind. Nail it into my heart. Because the other side to this is the enemy's side. And he's demonstrating his strength every single day. There's a contending that has to be done. There's a wrestling that goes on. There's a force exerted. We were told in the Word of God to push back darkness. That takes more than power. That takes strength. If you're going to stand and push and push and push back the powers of darkness, be strong now. Go back to 1 Samuel chapter 4, to that battle where the Philistines and the Israelites fought over the ark. You will see where the Philistine commander goes out to his troops and he says, "All right, men, here's your orders for today." This is the commander of the Philistines. "All right, men, your orders for today are to be strong." And that's what they were. They were strong and they won. Wait a minute, Sister Melissa. You're talking about God commanding us to be strong. And now you're telling us that the enemy is saying the same thing to his troops. Yep, both sides have strength. How many are with the enemy? A lot. How many are with us? More than them. More than them. Every problem you've got is smaller than God. That enemy is strong, but greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world.
Yeah.
Be strong, people of God. Be strong.
Yeah.
Be strong. Be strong. Walk out of here today, tonight, tomorrow. Get up and say, be strong. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. If you believe God, then believe God. If you're Pentecostal, then be Pentecostal and be strong in the Lord and in his power. We better not entertain weakness in our life, because no man backslides overnight. Your work and my work will be rewarded. That is the promise in the Word of God, and it should be an incentive to you and I to square our shoulders and be strong. That display of power does come. It does its work. The Holy Ghost anointing does what only he can do. But after that power display around that altar, there is a call going out, and it is for strength. I've prayed a prayer line for hundreds of people, literally hundreds and hundreds of people, and seen only one person in that prayer line receive their miracle. So what am I going to do? Going to stay strong enough to pray for another man. I'm not after the power display. I don't care if you fall to the floor. Don't. When I lay hands on you, I don't care if you shake and shimmy and run around the church when I touch you. That's not what this thing is about. But what I do care about is coming alongside of you like iron sharpening iron and saying, stand, therefore, in the liberty that has made you free. Work, therefore. Put your hand to the plow. Be the vessel of God. Be strong. Be filled with the Spirit. That's what I'm interested in. And if that display of power comes alongside that strength, oh God, let the enemy watch out. There is a reason why we must be strong. I'm almost finished. Isaiah 35 tells us why. He says, strengthen the weak hands. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong. Then, the man preached this morning, if, then, if you will, then I will. Here's another one. You do this, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened. The ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. The lame will leap. The dumb will sing. And water will flow in the wilderness. You want to see revival come? Be strong. You want to see God moving? Be strong. The Bible just told you, strengthen the weak hands. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, and God will show up with his power. You want to see revival? Be strong in the Lord. Why should we be strong? Because fruit follows strength. If there is no strength, nothing is born. How many women died because they did not have the strength to bring forth that fruit? That child, they had enough power to push a couple of times. But when the time for strength came, the Bible says there was none. You better say to yourself tonight, today I am strong. Strong, you better tell yourself, be strong now. Would you stand with me in this room? Strength does not often have a flamboyant revelation. Your strength in the Lord does not often have a flamboyant revelation. But when two strong people in the Lord get up here and start singing, everybody knows this. There's the strength of Christ there. It may not have this flamboyance, but you know it's there.
Thank you, Jesus.
Strength is not revealed by a television camera. Weakness cannot be picked up by that camera. The only revelation to a weakened person is when they fall. You can have a lack of power and still carry on in strength. But when that strength is gone, it is rarely noticed until there's corpse laying on the ground. Be strong in the Lord.
Amen.
And in the power of his might. No one is negating the desire that we have to see and experience the power of God. But in this day that we live in, and the attacks that come, have come, and are coming, you better gird up yourself in the Lord and be strong. Would you lift your hands all over this room? Lord Jesus, I thank you for the power that we felt in this room tonight. Your power, the power of your Spirit, so evident, flowing like a river. I thank you for your power. I appreciate your power. I love your power. But what I'm asking you right now is for this people to cry out for your strength to be built in them. For the strong places of God to be built. To be built as a habitation where you dwell. Nails in a sure place. Lord, make us nails fastened in a sure place. I know we've already come to the altar, but I will not dismiss without asking you. Are you feeling like you are weak? You feel like there are places that have been weakened in your walk with the Lord. You can acknowledge it tonight. I'm opening this altar to you to come kneel before God. Say, Lord, I need your strength. I need you to build strength on the inside of me in these places that I feel weak in. I need you, Lord, to come to me and help me build up that spiritual muscle so that I can withstand the enemy when I walk out these doors when this service is over.